Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Vicky's happy, Steve's happy, Rev's happy, because yes, it's been announced. Pain in the Grass, Tuesday, July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, and Saturday, August 3rd. Three big days, Steve.
So many great bands too, dude. I don't even know which one I'm most excited. It could be Marilyn Manson. It could be Slipknot.
Oh, yeah.
In this moment, I know it's Vicky's band, but she's talked so much about them, I've never seen them live.
It's like she does a different thing after every song. So it's visually just amazing. And she has some ridiculous pipes.
And Disturbed's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of did that.
All right. Yeah.
I tried. Rob Zombie.
Yeah. Yes.
Manson.
Oh, so stoked.
Yeah, dude, this is the biggest pain ever. And it's a week of pain. And tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. LiveNation.com. Make sure you sign up for the Rockaholic Transmission by midnight on Tuesday to get an exclusive pre-sale code delivered directly to your inbox on Wednesday. And, of course, good charity has been engaged. $2 from each ticket sold, benefiting the Vitalogy Foundation. You know what that whole foundation does for the local area. You want info about Pain in the Grass, the biggest pain ever? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
And it's time to pump it up for Monday.
That's right.
Pump it up.
Oh, yeah, Friday.
Do it.
Wow, you seem pretty pumped up for Monday.
I'm kind of.
A little bit there.
Yeah, I love this song. I told you.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Logan taking on Steve. Logan, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What is he playing for today, Steve?
Up for grabs, tickets to see the very funny Tom Segura. He's going to be over at the Moore Theater on May 5th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets to see Tom, get them now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Logan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Logan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Whose big break was playing Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter? What year of the late 2000s did the movie Cloverfield come out?
2008?
Yes.
Woo!
What Caribbean island did Columbus originally name Juana?
Dominican Republic?
No.
Cuba.
Yes. What do you get when you mix bourbon, mint, and sugar?
Say again?
What do you get when you mix bourbon, mint, and sugar?
I'm not going to drink that.
Brian Urlacher played his entire NFL career with which team?
Say again?
Brian Urlacher played his entire NFL career with which team?
Seahawks?
No.
Redskins?
No.
Giants?
No. What actress starred alongside Vince Vaughn in the 2006 comedy The Breakup?
Alicia Silverstone?
No. And Logan, you dropped a deuce.
Oh, no.
Not the best score for Monday there.
No.
Not the worst we've ever seen, but it's also not that great.
Yeah, I mean, they could be tough questions that Steve might not get.
Yeah, well. It's, you know, you just can't beat Steve. That's the problem. I mean, he knows, either he doesn't know, but they know less, or he knows everything and they know mostly everything.
What?
That's pretty much what it is. It's
that's right.
The listeners are not at his level, no matter what you do.
Thank you.
Oh.
Get on my level, Rev.
Wow.
Get on my level.
No.
We have to start
is that a compliment there? Is that a compliment?
It is.
Wow. Maybe we should start handicapping Steve and say that, you know, he's always going to get -1 to his score, no matter how well he does.
That's mean.
It's just called handicapping. It's actually
because
fair.
You're so good, Steve. We've that's got to adjust the
whole
the score.
Point of the game is to try and beat me.
They do that in golf. They do that in bowling. If you're playing against competition that's just way too better, why play if you can't win?
That ruins the integrity of
the
game.
Do they do that in football?
Well, no, because they're all really good.
Well, that's not my problem if they're not really good.
Ooh.
Yeah, but in like bowling and golf, it's such a disparity that if you didn't have a handicap,
why
there'd
do
be
we
no
even
reason
play the game? Why don't we just, as soon as someone calls in, be like, hey, congratulations, you won the prize.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Giving everybody a participation trophy.
Ooh, no. We can't do that.
It also adds to the excitement, like, can Steve do it with a, you know, -1 handicap?
Or maybe there's the excitement of, can the listener beat me?
The answer is no, 80% of the time. I mean, that's really
what
it is.
We'll have to find out now, you know. Sometimes miracles do occur.
That's right. Thank you, Rev.
Steve, are you ready?
Wait, no. Yes, maybe.
Oh, yeah!
Whose big break was playing Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter? Yes. Yep. What year of the late 2000s did the movie Cloverfield come out?
2009.
No.
2008.
No, yes. What Caribbean island did Columbus originally name Juana?
San Juan.
No.
Johnsville.
No.
Johannesburg.
No. Okay. What do you get when you mix bourbon, mint, and sugar?
A good time.
Yeah.
No. Mint julep.
Yes. Brian Urlacher played his entire NFL career
Chicago
with which
Bears.
Team? Yes.
Okay.
What actress starred alongside Vince Vaughn in the 2006 comedy The Breakup?
Is that Jennifer Aniston?
Yes. What chess piece has a horse's head?
Pawn.
No.
Rook.
No.
Knight.
Yes.
Whatever.
Eight. In Home Alone, what creature did Buzz keep as a pet?
A spider. Tarantula.
Yes. In which of the Die Hard films did Samuel L. Jackson star in?
Die Hard 2.
No.
Die Hard 3.
No.
Die Harder.
No. Because it wasn't called Die Hard 3.
Excuse me.
You just burped right into the microphone?
Yes.
You just forgot where you were.
Well, I have a blindfold on. I forgot I wasn't in my house.
Yeah.
Wow. You won. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to...
And the dude
he left. He knew. Sorry, Logan.
Logan knew that he was.
You know why he left?
Why?
I'm the world's greatest.
True.
Yeah, Logan ran away from this one.
Did he not do good?
No. No, he did not. He dropped a deuce.
Yeah, he sure did.
Didn't know him. He did know that the Caribbean island that Columbus originally named Juana was Cuba.
Oh.
So he did know that one.
How about that, Stevie?
And technically, it was the third Die Hard, but they never call it Die Hard 3. It was Die Hard... Nothing? All right, fine. Yeah. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh.
And I was really, thinking maybe like somebody else would fill it in like they knew.
It definitely doesn't say Die Hard 3 on it?
No, okay. There's no Die Hard 3 at any point with it.
Wow.
What about Die Hard Trace?
I always thought they were. No. I thought it was Die Hard 2, 3, 4. Isn't that amazing that that's not the names?
Nope,
not
at all.
J.B. Smoove, the actor, someone was asking him about whether or not there would ever be a second Pootie Tang, because he was in Pootie Tang, the first one, which we thought was awesome. And he had a great idea. He said that we should make a movie and call it Pootie Tang 3. That way, there's a lot of confusion over where the hell did Pootie Tang 2 go.
Oh, that's a great
idea.
Skip
over Pootie Tang 2 and just have it be called Pootie Tang 3.
Everyone's just looking for it.
Right. They'll be like, wait, did I miss out on Pootie Tang 2? I don't remember.
I love that plan.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
I'm a pawn, Sony. Got my dealers on a pepper tank.
Yeah, you know what, though? The trouble with that is that the guy who had a lot to do with that it was Louis C.K.
7 sound.
Yeah.
What's wrong with having him, right?
Yeah, no. Though, you know what? I mean, Ryan Seacrest is still doing what he's doing. I don't know how he's surviving all this. It's weird how some people survive.
Because he hasn't admitted to it yet. Or maybe he won't ever admit to it because it's not true.
Yeah,
Louis C.K. came out and admitted that he did what he did.
There are other guys that haven't admitted it and have been just like kicked the hell out, though. It's interesting that Ryan still is the guy. But you're right, Louis C.K. did come out and admit it. Damn. How about that? You actually come out and tell the truth, and they hate you. It's like,
well, you came out and told the truth that you were being a douche. I don't think anyone. I'm not going to be like, well, you got a pass because you admitted to it.
I just think that if you lie about it, it's even worse. But then you can never tell if anybody's lying. When you think about it, so we'll see. Yeah. So no Pootie Tang 3, Steve. I'm sorry.
Oh, they could get someone else to write it,
I guess. And Chris Rock be on board.
Involved in it. Yeah.
He's got to be on board. There's got to be a time where he'll bring it back. I like J.B. Smoove's idea, though. Just skip the second movie altogether. I love that.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW. The Rock of Seattle, Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to run this fine show of ours. Yeah, you do. You want to say something? You want to bring something to this table that hasn't been brought before? Or maybe you think your take is the take that should have been aired? Well, you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Steve does have a rule, though.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
All right, we got a text message at 77999. BJ, this person wants to know if it's wrong of them to kind of pressure their girlfriend into quitting her job as a bikini barista. He says that she got the job about 7 weeks ago, hates it, loves all the tips, loves making all the money, but I know she's not happy as a bikini barista. And at times she says she feels a little embarrassed by it, but she needs the cash. Is it wrong of me to give her an ultimatum? Either quit work as a bikini barista or I'm done with you.
I think he's the one that has the problem with it, honestly.
It does seem like, yeah.
Why would you give her an ultimatum if it's something she doesn't like? Like, hey, babe, I want you to be happy. This doesn't make you happy. How can I help you to get you on that career path that you want?
Yes.
I don't think that's unreasonable to say, but an ultimatum, he's the one with issues.
Ultimatum.
Ultimatum.
I'll give him an ultimatum.
You don't like my words?
No, I'm just as guilty. I like ultimatum.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that, and I'd like to because it's Vicky, and I don't think she ever says anything that anybody should listen to, but in this case, what am I going to do?
Well, I think we need to know, like, what is her potential as a bikini barista, and maybe we just need to know which stand she's at.
Oh, that's a good point.
And, you know, past pictures.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Kidding.
I feel like, yeah, pictures, or it's not true that she works there, right?
Yeah.
Is that the idea? You know what? Seriously, dudes, honestly, and anybody listening, if you have a problem with anybody in your life, it's really good to be self-reflective and really ask questions to yourself or get around, whether it be your priest, a therapist, somebody you trust where you can go, look, I want to find out what's going on with me in this situation. What's making me tick? Because it's never the other person. I know we always think it is, but actually it all starts with you. And Vicky hit it on the head. Dude, you have a problem with this. So you can just be honest and go, look, I have a problem with this and I don't know if I can be with a girl that does this for a living. Yeah, you know, some people might think you're a douche, but look, you have a right to be with the kind of person you want to be with. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make her a bad guy, and I don't think it makes you a bad guy, but you got to know that about yourself.
I'm just confused by the whole, she has a problem. He made a point to say, oh, she feels embarrassed by this, blah, blah, blah. But then he wants to be like, well, I'm going to give her this ultimatum or ultimatum.
Yes.
And either to me or the job. When you, if it's true that the person is embarrassed by what she does by being a bikini barista, wouldn't you just be like, hey, babe, what can I do to help you find a better job that is not as embarrassing in your eyes as being one?
Now I'm curious, is she really embarrassed by your job that much, or are you making her feel embarrassed?
That's another good call.
Just curious, buddy.
The person says he's definitely jealous. I'd love all the free coffee and the cheeks that you can stare at. The bikini baristas make so much money. He should be happy for her.
Yeah. And, you know, it's...
Who's she hurting as a bikini barista too?
Well, tell that to everybody in the country that goes, oh, my five-year-old will be scarred for life because you saw a girl in a bikini.
Right. I mean, not every bikini barista is being reported on by Como 4 News.
The women exposed their breasts and genitals and licked whipped cream off each other for money.
That's only the special ones.
Again, who's being hurt there? I mean, as long as they're careful with how they're licking the whipped cream, I don't think anybody's being hurt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all a beautiful thing. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Somebody want to know, BJ, have you seen the fan film of Vader versus Batman? It's pretty awesome.
No, I haven't seen that.
So this is what these people are doing. These people. These nerds.
Baseball.
These nerds, what are they doing now, BJ? Making all these fake films.
I don't think I've seen it. You know what? Gosh, it sounds familiar, but I don't know. Maybe I have. I can't remember.
Vader versus Batman.
I guess it's what it sounds like. Darth Vader going up against Batman.
I know there's a lot of series online where they pick two characters from two different worlds and who would win, Wolverine or this guy and this and this. And then they have actors act it out and fight the scenes. And they look really awesome.
So this one looks like, what, is it 10 minutes long?
Yeah, but there's like a lot of in between. Like, who? Oh. Here's people's ideas.
Okay. So, is it really actors, or are they just getting stuff from old movies?
No, they're actors.
Oh, wow.
Because I've seen there's a bodybuilder who did the Wolverine one that I follow. Who's hot?
All right, fine. Yeah, I don't know if I'm that into those.
It's impressive, though. The technology is at that point now where you could pull this off and probably not go broke by doing it. Oh, there's Batman with a lightsaber.
Batman's got a lightsaber? Okay, I haven't seen this. Okay, that's pretty cool.
They have one that's Darth Vader versus Gandalf. And then they have little hobbits running around, too.
Well, you know, I find this fascinating. Batman's definitely, you know, he's skilled, but how can he use the Force, though? You know what I mean?
He could use a lightsaber.
Yeah, but you got to be good at it.
Maybe they made a gentleman's agreement to not use the Force before they fought.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? To make it sporting.
Yes, to make it fair.
Yeah.
No, he definitely does use the Force.
You know what it is? I think a lot of folks are using this as their demo reels.
For sure.
No doubt about it.
Or a project for some kind of a film school.
Yeah. Because it all started, for me anyway, this guy James Cawley in California just decided to rebuild the entire original set of Star Trek, which the older I get, I realize just how cheesy that old set was of the original series. But when I was a kid growing up, I was like, I wish I had that. The bridge of the Enterprise looks amazing. And then the fact that some dude could just recreate the whole thing, like in a couple of rooms in his garage and basement, and make it look as good as the original set. And then he started doing these shows, these fan-made, like, continuing episodes of the old Star Trek show, and they did, gosh, I think like 25 to 30 brand new episodes, all in him, and then some other guy picked up the mantle.
All right, so if you had obviously that this is something that is not ever going to happen in theater. Someone was like, I want to see what Batman and Vader would be like together.
Yes.
If you could decide, they don't have to go against each other, they could work together or go against each other. You're picking two fictional characters from some worlds, Marvel Universe, DC, films, action movies. What two people would you put together?
Oh, I feel like I would like to see Malcolm Reynolds and Captain Kirk. You know,
Malcolm
Reynolds is from Firefly, and he's Nathan Fillion's character. He's beloved in the sci-fi world. Oh, it's got to be somebody you know.
All right, who's no, do whatever you want, man.
You asked, Steve.
I did. I mean,
am I supposed to pick somebody you know?
Oh, I would have added, like, if you said, like, you know, I don't know, Garfield and Marley or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my world. I love both those characters.
Yes, animals.
Yeah, Marmaduke versus Heathcliff. Yeah, I can't wait to see that epic battle.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
What about Pootie Tang and the Terminator?
Pootie Tang, what a tab.
I don't know what you're talking about. And they work together like a crime-fighting team.
Yeah, okay.
What about you, Rev?
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang.
I know, he's good.
First one would have to be Thanos. And Thanos and Batman teaming up together.
Really?
One's got a gauntlet, one's got a utility belt, and pretty much they almost have a full wardrobe together.
Hilarity ensues.
Yeah. How about you?
What a top.
I mean, how about you, Vicky? What would you go for?
Only because I think it'd be really, really awesome. Xena the Warrior Princess versus Wonder Woman.
Oh,
neat.
Okay. All right. I'll take
by versus, is like...
They're fighting each other.
Oh, I thought this
was
like
win?
A 18 and up type of movie.
Well, that's the subscription that you have to pay for.
So there's not a lot of fighting is what you're saying, Steve. It's just
Oh, this person says Punisher and Rambo team up.
Ooh. And definitely the Punishainer.
That's okay, nerds.
Who is the? I know you're gonna hate. Well, you haven't watched much of the Netflix's Punisher, but he's the best one.
No, he's not better than Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, he is. He's the best.
He's way better than Dolph Lundgren, man.
Yeah, yeah. And Thomas Jane is better than Dolph Lundgren.
No, that one's debatable.
Dolph Lundgren was good in Aquaman. I will give him that.
He was in Aquaman.
Yeah, he's a king.
Oh, that Dolph Lundgren's appearing everywhere.
How about Hulk and Yoda, somebody said.
Hulk and Yoda.
Oh,
that's the one.
God, yes. One big green, one little green.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, who would you like? It's probably some Disney princess.
No, I was going to say SpongeBob and Mr. Hankey.
Mr. Hankey. Okay.
Yeah, yes. I think that'd be a great collaboration.
Mean, SpongeBob's around to clean up the crap.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Terminator and RoboCop.
Oh, yeah.
Good
call. That's old school.
Actually, yeah.
When are they going to reboot RoboCop?
They did.
They didn't. It was terrible.
Never mind.
It was really terrible.
You know what, Steve? It's really great how keyed into pop culture you are. You're amazing. Hopefully they'll do that Mary Poppins again, because I think that would be a great idea.
What was the point of that?
She came back.
Because people love Mary Poppins and they want to do a new movie.
People loved it that much?
Yeah, Mary Poppins is beloved. Maybe not to you and I, but to a lot of folks. And it did well.
It got 78% of Rotten Tomatoes. Certified fresh.
Well, yeah. Hopefully they'll bring back Chitty Chitty Bang Bang while they're at it, too.
Oh, I would love that.
Chitty Chitty
Bang Bang. I love Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Okay, not as a triple X movie.
No, I'm just saying. It's an extra bang.
Dude, if you could see the look on your face, you said Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Bang, and then you had your vinegar strokes face.
Somebody has a great point for Pootie Tang and the Terminator. They could call it the Pootinator.
Oh, my God,
okay,
yes.
That's the one.
I'm a porn song. Got my dillies on a pepper tank.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's the listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Earlier, we were talking about roommates that do kind of odd things that you just found out when you started living with them.
Oh, yeah.
First, I had a roommate that was a cam girl.
Ooh. So it started off with the guy from Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, saying his roommate used to be a phone sex operator. Now that's the modern version.
This person says via text, I'm a male, and at first she only did it in her room. However, she later started doing her shows wherever. Sex was occasional, but for the most part, it was just like any other job to her, and she made money hand over fist, which is an interesting term to use in that situation.
Now, do you read that he also got to have some fun with that?
Maybe he was the prop? In other words, like, hey, you want to see a sex show? Let me get my roommate involved.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd like to know information about that.
Stunt D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a better amenity, that or free cable with your rental?
Ooh. Oh, free cable.
Yeah,
free cable. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
About utilities included? As long as it's free cable.
Utilities in unit included.
There you go. That's it.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. One texter wanted to know, did you guys hear the latest about the woman that dipped her chicken in soda? She has a song now, WTF, you need to hear it.
Yeah, we have heard about this. Thank you, because we knew back in September of last year there was a woman. She went viral because she was caught dipping her chicken fingers in soda at the U.S. Open. I know we talked about it because we were like, who would do this?
It was such a weird looking thing. And I never gotten around to trying it.
Yeah, neither have I.
And I never will.
I think that I'm on the same boat. But here, of course, because she was caught on camera, ESPN had this reaction.
That's a new, look at that, dipping the chicken finger into the soda. That's a new one.
I haven't seen that before.
Renee, have you tried that?
No.
I didn't think so.
Maybe once a little sweeter? I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, and again, you know, I can understand dipping certain things in certain things, but the consistency is the problem. You get that batter all just mushy.
Yeah, it gets soggy.
Yeah, it's, I just, no. Her name is Alexa Greenfield, and well, that was her 15 minutes of fame, and she's like, okay, I'm going to cash in on this, and like the texter said, she's got a song. Steve, are you ready for the title? Title is unique. I have to give her credit for this one.
Okay.
It's very special. It's called Chicken Soda. And you know the chicken dance from that people play at weddings sometimes?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, you're going to recognize that. Yeah. Yeah. She's got an international video out, too. She's an attractive woman. I'll give her that.
It's the only way to eat your fried chicken. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Now watch me dip, sip, whip.
I don't know this chicken dance.
Take the chicken with your right, take the soda with your left. And then you dip. Take the chicken with your right, take the soda with your left.
No.
And then you dip.
Okay.
Dip.
Rev is so mad right now. It's great.
This is horrifying.
Oh, although the video is fun.
The video is she's got herself descending into a big vat of fat and chicken being dipped, like, you know, like a fryer.
Yeah. And now there's this dripping soda on her face.
She needs to be tar and feathered. This is terrible.
She kind of looks like a Carl's Jr. commercial, really, in some of it.
I mean, without the audio, this video is fantastic.
You're absolutely right. The audio ruins it.
I mean, hot chicks and chicken.
Oh, and
you have basically summed up my life right there.
And she's got a tub that looks like it's filled with soda,
yep,
and just chicken just dipped all over at the end. Okay, I mean, it's...
I'm 1,000% on board with the video.
Yeah,
the song needs to go.
The video's awesome. The song is but what chicken dance is this? Is there a song I don't know about? Because it said it's reminiscent of the chicken dance.
You didn't hear it?
You didn't hear it?
That's what we played.
No, I didn't hear it. Was it in there?
It's the chorus. Here, yes. You play it.
We have to play it again.
I know, Rev. Play it again, and I'll point out the part.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Here it's in the hook.
It's the only way to eat your fried chicken. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Now watch me dip, sip, whip, drip, dip, sip, whip, drip.
Here.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I don't think I watch this anymore.
Yeah. I thought, you know, somebody thought this was a clever idea, you know, make a chicken dance thing out of it and then make it all like sound, whatever the hell that is.
Like, seriously, do yourself a favor and watch the video. Just keep the sound off.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's a great video.
Yeah, the video is.
Although the comments are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
One commenter on the YouTube page says, I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Me either.
Next person, WTF. Attention is a hell of a drug.
Yes,
not even auto-tune can make her voice sound good.
No.
I like this clever commenter. I dip my chicken tendy in her soda, if you know what I mean. Winky face.
I don't know what it means.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Could you comment and ask him, please explain it? Yeah, I don't
understand the Pokemon car.
Me neither. Maybe she just knows someone has a Pokemon.
Is there a chicken character in Pokemon, Beetle? Vicky?
No, it's Pikachu.
Yeah, I mean, Pikachu's a rat character.
No, I'm saying that's what her car is.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense.
Exactly.
Oh.
I mean, there's a character for everything.
Honestly, she probably just knew somebody has that car and thought that it'd be pretty funny to throw it in the video.
Yeah. Probably right.
Have you seen that part? There she's just dancing on the video on the car.
On the car. It's a Pokemon car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I don't.
Gotta catch them all. Maybe she's just talking about the fact that she's probably got herpes or something.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
She's collecting all the STDs, Steve. Yes.
I mean, she does look amazing, which makes me wonder, gosh, maybe she was just at the game. Now I wonder if the whole thing was staged, hoping she'd get attention someday, because she looks like somebody that wants to be a model or somebody.
I feel like this happened, and it took her this long to figure out how to bank off of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Because this was a while ago.
Yeah, this would have been great if this came out like a month after it happened, or even less.
I don't know what I'm more excited about, watching her dance or all the fried chicken that she's got around her.
Does look delicious.
Yeah.
She went to a lot of trouble to put this video together. I'll give her that.
Yeah, she's out of her mind.
Yeah,
this person is legit out of her mind.
We have to move on because I keep looking at the video and that's all I want to watch is the video. 2,000 people were recently surveyed about if they currently have recurring pain as a result of an injury from sport or exercise in the past. That is a big problem for a lot of folks in this country.
Do you have any ongoing recurring injuries?
You know, I mean, I think I just got getting old stuff.
Okay.
But Sarah's the one that's got one because she destroyed her toe and her knees. Dancing. Yep. And so she's got a lot of that, but she's a champ. I hardly ever hear her complain about it. But, you know.
Yeah, you complain about it more, huh?
Yeah.
For her.
I do. You know, because I'm the one that's got the injuries anyway, the old guy stuff. The research examining sporting and exercise woes found that nearly 8 in 10 respondents participate in physical activity at least once a week. Approximately half of those people studied had injured themselves either by moving incorrectly or pulling something. Well, that happens to me.
How it always happens to me. I never hurt my back doing something that is warranted for hurting your back. Nothing. And I do stupid stuff. Plenty of stupid stuff in my life where I deserve to hurt my back. But then I'll just be like getting up off the toilet and I'll pull my back.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I know. It sucks,
and
dude.
It's like, you got to be kidding me. This is how I'm hurting my back?
This is what does it. Yeah.
Right.
I know. You're absolutely right. Tripping on the sidewalk, the most common weird injury that people
have.
Hey,
you did that. I was there with you.
Yeah. So it's not just me. It happens.
That was the 2005 NFC Championship game?
Yeah.
It was either the NFC Championship game or the game before that.
Yeah, it was one of those games, and yeah, I went down, I suffered an injury, but I stayed in the game.
And I remember because we were walking to the game. I think it might have been the championship game. I think it was the game against the Panthers, if I remember correctly. And we were walking to the CenturyLink Field, or was it Quest Field at the time? I can't remember at this point. And PJ just bit it on a crack on the street.
Down like Frazier.
And all I thought was, I just started working with this guy. What's my loyalty at this point?
Yeah.
Do I have to, like, because I didn't know if you were going to be able to go in. Because you look like the worst. I started laughing, and then I realized, oh, he's not getting up. This is not as funny as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, do I have to stay with him, or can I still go to the game if you decide not to go?
Yeah.
But a true champion.
I did, man. I had to support our team.
You walked it off.
Luckily, you don't take the shoe off. If you took the shoe off, then the swelling really happens. 39% of people say, yeah, they injure themselves by tripping on the sidewalk. Dude, that happened to me in Chicago because I walked under a bridge because they have this nice walkway on the river. Mm-hmm. And I walked in a part that was really dark and didn't know that they had raised the level of the thing and just planted my I tripped and planted right into the wall. Because yeah, you couldn't see it.
Anthony Kiedis walked by and laughed at you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But that's the thing, man. And we still got that going on, these injuries.
I still have a recurring one from playing hockey, and it's from many, many years. I mean, this is forever ago, just from doing a stupid poke check. I was like diving down, and I just screwed my shoulder up, and it still at times acts up.
Still, yeah. Wow.
But it's not bad enough for me to care enough to want to go get it. You know what I mean? I don't think it's anything. Maybe it is. I don't know. But it's not where I'm like able to not do things. Yeah. See, sometimes if I just put my arm up too high, it's like, oh, I don't want to go any higher than that.
Yeah. Yeah. See, at that point, you go, I don't need to go that high.
I know the worst I have.
Exactly. It's supposed to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
The worst I have was from playing soccer. I ended up shin to shin, just as hard as we could, hitting each other, this girl and I. And I have this space about like 2.5 inches long of just dead nerve.
Oh.
So like I touch it and I don't feel it. If I push hard enough, I could feel the pain underneath it. But I can't feel anything on that top level.
Oh, so if I like took a hammer and a nail and started going through it, you'd feel it?
I wouldn't feel the first couple of inches, or first inch or so, but then after that.
Mm-hmm. Are we still talking about your injury?
Maybe.
Okay.
Mine wasn't from, I never played sports, but my back is still messed up from mosh pit when I was 15.
Yeah. Oh,
you've had a bad go with mosh pits.
I really have, which just means I should probably not go in them anymore, but it was an Unwritten Law concert in Albuquerque, and somebody hit me from the side just really hard, and my left shoulder is still to this day, if I work out too hard or if I do anything physical, it just starts really hurting.
Yeah, that's why I don't mosh pit it up.
How about you, Rev? You don't do anything. What you got?
Well,
dumb playing World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah, Nintendo Thumb was a real thing.
It was.
No, the only thing that really happened to me back in the day was pulling my Achilles tendon in the back heel. And, I mean, I haven't played sports since.
Yeah, that Achilles is a killer. That really is.
I know. My dad had to get surgery on that 7 months out.
I forgot about my knee. It's been so long. It's over 30 years ago. Might even be close to 40 years ago. DJing parties, and I used to do a Michael Jackson impersonation, and I ended up having to get knee surgery.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my
Where
God.
Where is the... Do you have video of this?
Well, you didn't do video back then. You're right.
Video back in the
day. What about
day?
Pictures? Yeah. I would do that in the curly shuffle, which is, basically... And I do all the Three Stooges stuff, so I'd be running around on the floor like...
What curly is the curly shuffle?
Oh.
Is that a song?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this, but you don't remember.
I forgot. Yeah. Yeah, I sometimes forget things I don't want to remember.
Yeah, it's a hey, Mo.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's the curly shuffle.
And so you had a dance routine to that?
Oh, because the one thing I could do was all the Three Stooges stuff because it was huge. So I basically was curly while I played the curly shuffle.
So you like laid on the ground and then did like the circling around?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my signature move.
And how'd that go over with the crowd?
At least, you know what? The people I played for loved it.
Okay.
You know, And they still like I did it. I don't know if it was a birthday party or something for one of my relatives, but I did it. And every time I see them, that's all they talk about. It's like the snapshot in time. Everything else I've accomplished in my life in the 40 years since.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean anything. Hey, can you still do the curly shuffle? I go, you know, it's 40 years ago. And, you know, I wrecked my knee doing that in Michael Jackson. No.
The Michael Jackson one kind of. Did you like put on like a Michael Jackson glove?
Oh, I had the glove. I had the hat that he wore with the braids, you know, that braid black hat look that he had.
Uh-huh.
The white shirt, the glitter glove. I had it going.
And you would do like moonwalk or something?
Yeah, I do it all.
But
I would do a spin around. You know how he does that little spin around move?
Yeah.
I spun, but my knee didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah, it runs in the family, this knee dance. The dancer's knee.
Oh, dude. it was a beating. And I went down and, oh, man. Luckily, I mean, and I still had to play.
Did you set your hair on fire at any point?
Stop drinking
at that point. I should have ended it that way.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at their different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.